So in the most simple habit possible, they're learning the skill of coaching and being able to pass those habits on to the next person. In the most simple habit possible, which is the prayer calendar, super simple.
Welcome to the CDM Podcast, a production of Contagious Disciple Making. We exist to catalyze movement through coaching, community, and communication. We created this podcast to help everyday Christians become world-changing disciple makers.
Hi, I'm Paul Watson, and this is Rebecca Ewing, and this is the CDM Podcast. Like, share, five-star rate, review this podcast. You can listen to our full premium content by becoming a $5 a month supporter on our Patreon page. That's patreon.com/faithworks, patreon.com/faithworks, or click on the link in the description. To those of you who support this podcast, thank you so much. Your support helps us put tools in the hands of men and women like you who want to experience a disciple-making movement in their own neighborhood. Now, let's talk about today. What is the simplest way to develop disciple-making coaches?
Right, because, you know, when it comes to seeing a movement happen and helping others be able to learn disciple making, it can't be all up to you. It can't be all bottlenecked up to you. So what is the best way to be able to help to start developing people who can coach other people in making disciples and disciple making practices?
And for that end, we have one of our absolute favorite tools. You've heard about it a lot, but you probably didn't know that it was a ninja leadership development tool, like secret, underground, sneaky way of getting it in there. And it's called the prayer calendar. See, most people, and you included, probably thought the prayer calendar is really just about mobilizing prayer, getting people to pray, becoming a person of prayer. But more than that, it actually helps people develop the skill sets necessary to do basic leadership development. Now, it's tiny in the prayer calendar, but it's foundational, and we build everything off of those practices in order to develop leaders who can help develop leaders and so on and so forth and see movement.
So today, what we're going to do is help explain how the prayer calendar actively helps you begin the process of developing movement coaches. So first off, just as a throw this out there, to a basis of this is that a lot of people try to mobilize the prayer calendar and anything else disciple making through group meetings only. So in other words, they have some type of group meeting and they say, did everybody do this? And they say, yes, no, you know, or something. So, and that's how they try to see how, and that is the sum total of what they do to try to make sure that people are actually doing the things of disciple-making movement. Well, the problem with this is a few things. First off, it bottlenecks leadership. So in other words, it makes it all up to you to make sure everybody is doing the different practices. And while you can, give overall leadership to those things, it shouldn't come down to you, that all accountability is just you. And then the second thing is that encourages, in fact, it practically forces the idea of addition rather than multiplication. So if the only way that you're teaching and holding people accountable and developing the disciple-making habits in other people is through a meeting, then how is that going to multiply out beyond you? In essence, you're expecting everybody to come to you in that meeting to be able to learn disciple-making and not facilitating it all beyond you. So again, it can't be the only thing. And of course, the last thing is the weakest form of accountability. So again, when you're in a room of people and there's a general question asked, how's the prayer calendar doing? It's so much easier to hide in a group of people than if you were individually having a conversation with them or something like that. So, you know, all I have to do is just let, you know, Sherry say all that she did in her prayer calendar, because she'll take up 2 to 3 minutes. We'll celebrate. And then I know that Joe will do it because he'll do it. And so that means I could just sit there and clap and cheer and nobody will notice that I hadn't said anything for the past 2 or 3 weeks.
And also the weakest form of accountability is binary accountability. Did you do it? Yes or no? Because it tells you nothing about the quality of it. I mean, I could call someone who I knew was on vacation and was in a time zone and they weren't going to answer their phone. And I could do that intentionally and say, did you make your calls to your prayer calendar? Yep, I did. And what they didn't know is I called all the people I knew wouldn't answer their phones. And that's not good accountability.
Yeah. So when we're talking about the prayer calendar and multiplying out, as we call it, in other words, trying to get people to do the prayer calendar, we say that it's good to celebrate the prayer calendar in meetings, but we mobilize it one person to the next. So we tell the people doing the prayer calendar that they need to find two to five people that they can ask them to do the prayer calendar with them. And so this is actually how the coaching for the prayer calendar works. So, you know, they find two to five people who be willing to do the prayer calendar with them. And then every week or every other week, they call them up, and even if it's just for 5 to 10 minutes, to see how it's going. And so that, and in that type of thing, they're supposed to celebrate what God's doing, yay, you know, answers to prayer, you know, helping people, things like that.
Calling people at just the right time, that's another one.
Yeah, exactly. Problem solving the issues, you know, oh man, I've been having a hard time, you know, being regular on these days of the week. Well, maybe there's a certain time of day that would be easy for you on those days. What do you think? You know, so they're problem solving some issues. Well, this particular person doesn't answer my call. Well, have you tried texting them? Oh, I haven't done that. Let me try to do that. And then answering any particular questions that maybe they weren't really clear about in the calendar in the first place. So in essence, they're going to be learning the skills of coaching a person. And then after they get to have their feet wet, you know, and actually doing the prayer calendar, helping that person multiply the prayer calendar to others too and help them through that process. And this whole calling people regularly to ask them how the prayer calendar is doing is an ongoing process. This is not something that just happens the first month. This actually continues out throughout this whole thing, is calling up those same 2 to 5 people every other week and asking, how's it going? And that is what is going to take in order to see this perpetrate and to continue ongoing, is that individual one-on-one help. Now, what this does as well, other than just literally keep the prayer calendar going, as it sets up a coaching structure.
Yeah, so one person helping 2 to 5 other people, you know, start their prayer calendars, troubleshoot, et cetera, but also to help them do the same with 2 and 5 other people as well. So you're coaching and you're passing along a coaching habit. And the beauty of this isn't, hey, I want you to sit through this leadership development course. I want to sit there and make you a coach. You're not putting words on it at all. People are learning because you're doing it with them. You're not putting a title on it. You're not putting a label on it. You're not making it intimidating by putting those things on it, by adding those weights the way Saul put his armor on David. You're just doing the thing. And people learn the habit and they can pass the habit along by doing.
Exactly. And so in the most simple habit possible, they're learning the skill of coaching and being able to pass those habits on to the next person in the most simple habit possible, which is the prayer calendar. Super simple, and allows them to be able to do that. And the thing is that this sets up that structure. It sets up the relationships. It sets up the regular calls and the initial skills to be able to go deeper and deeper in the habits and developing other ones along the way. So now maybe it's not just a prayer calendar. It becomes now the prayer calendar and engaging people that don't know Jesus and, you know, helping them know how to do that. You know, so it's being able, from that process, they can be able to start adding on other things to the already existing relationship and phone calls they were already making.
Exactly. So there's several skills that you learn in doing the prayer calendar. We just want, in terms of coaching, and we want to call those out and make them obvious to you so that you know what's going on as we, if you're coaching with us, begin to ask you to do that. And if you're not coaching with us, well, you should be. I'd love to be able to help you. Rebecca would love to be able to help you. But if you're doing it alone, you need to be aware of this so that you can know what is going on behind the scenes. So the habits are this: a habit of daily personal practice. Mm-hmm. If you're not living it, you can't help somebody else live it. So you need to be living it and walking it as well, however imperfectly it may be.
And the thing is that oftentimes people get even more committed to the daily personal practice of a disciple-making habit as they are having to develop in other people, but only if they were to first start it themselves. Because sometimes we just give someone a book to go and facilitate a discussion about such practices, and we don't even address the fact that they're supposed to be doing this themselves. And so, you know, that's one of the habits that first develops in them is that daily personal habit.
I would actually say that that's just a little side note, that that's the difference between a coach and a trainer. A trainer is someone who doesn't have to have the daily habits. They're just communicating information to you. Now, they're better if they do, but the reason what makes them better is that they're stepping now into being a coach. They can coach you through problem solving because they have personal practice, because they've made the mistakes and overcome them themselves. So a massive difference between a trainer and a coach is a daily habit of personal practice. And that's true with a prayer calendar too, is that you can go train a bunch of people to do a prayer calendar. But guess what? You're not going to be able to be a coach unless you've got that personal practice.
So the next habit that develops in them is the ability to invite people to join them and equipping them in doing a disciple-making habit. So again, this doesn't have to be some type of big flashy leader somewhere. It's just somebody who from their own learning how to do a simple habit now has the ability to invite somebody else and help them know how to do it.
Yeah, almost everybody has one friend that they can help get started in doing something like a prayer calendar. And so that's literally getting them started off at ground zero and working from there to be able to help them become a leader and to help them become a coach. The next habit that they're looking at is the habit of encouraging celebration-based accountability. So This is really important. I hope that you've listened to us talk about accountability in the past. We're not talking about guilt and shame-ridden accountability that makes you feel like crap. And hopefully, as you try to get away from feeling like crap, that you'll start doing good stuff. No, what we're talking about is that people don't need that in their life. What people need is they need people to help them and to encourage them and love them and to help them succeed. It's not that we're not asking the questions, it's that we're doing it in a way that that helps them get started.
Which is very similar to the next habit, which is the habit of troubleshooting problems together. True positive accountability is both celebrating progress and then also having a problem-solving mentality and helping people actually get to their goals and helping them be able to get past those barriers and pitfalls and little things that help us keep from progressing. And these two things together, celebrating and then also troubleshooting the problems, are the two most basic skills of being a coach. I mean, that's essentially what it is. If I'm encouraging in you what you're doing and helping you get past the difficulties in doing what you're supposed to be doing, I'm coaching you. That's in a nutshell.
Exactly. And finally, it's the habit of multiplication, okay? And it's how can I help you help someone else do something? And so it's not enough that I help you do it. It's that I can help you help someone else do it. And that is a big deal, and it's a big part of seeing movement happen in North America or wherever God has planted your feet.
And it's not something, this again, because everything is so simple, it's not something that you have to wait until a person is so mature in order for them to be able to know how to teach other people. It's like anybody can do a simple habit and turn around and tell another person how to be able and help them in knowing how to be able to do this habit, and that together they're doing this habit. And if we simply do these very simple habits and establish a structure, the structure for movement, It will multiply out beyond us to other people because we've established these skills and these relationships of coaching and coaching relationships that will set it up for movement, which is very similar of what we're going to explain in the second part of this podcast.
That's right. You've been listening to the CDM podcast. Like, share, 5-star rate, review this podcast. We will be back with our premium content after the break. After the break, we're going to be diving into answering the question, how do we encourage organic growth in disciple making? You are not going to want to miss it. You can listen to our full premium content by becoming a $5 a month supporter on our Patreon page. That's patreon.com/faithworks, patreon.com/faithworks, or click on the link in the description.
Thanks for listening to the CDM podcast. To hear part two, become a supporter on our Patreon page. You can find the link in the description. For coaching or other resources, connect with us at contagiousdisciplemaking.com.